Section. Introduction. In this section, we have explored the capabilities of transformer-based neural networks in various tasks such as text generation and question answering. These networks are built on the transformer architecture, which uses self-attention mechanisms to understand how words are related in a sentence. This helps the model handle long-distance connections better and train more efficiently. Generally, models with more parameters tend to perform better, but this is not always the case. For instance, smaller models like MiniCPM can perform just as well as larger models like Llama 2 to 7b. As models get bigger, they tend to rely more on memorized knowledge during training. We have looked into how the model size and dataset affect the model's performance during training. We have focused on understanding the relationship between a model's performance, indicated by pre-training loss, and the model and data sizes during training. Large language models often rely on memorized knowledge, with larger models organizing memory based on textual similarities. To study this behavior, we have used associative memory models like the Hopfield network and its modern version, the Modern Continuous Hopfield Network, MCHN, which is equivalent to the attention mechanism in transformers. By integrating feed-forward layers into attention layers, we have simplified the analysis of transformer networks. The structure of transformer networks allows for sequential optimization similar to majorization minimization techniques. We have developed a global energy function tailored for transformer networks to analyze their performance as they memorize training data. Large language models show their capabilities for tasks only after reaching a specific training loss threshold. However, stopping training too early can impact the model's ability to generalize. Our experiments with GPT-2 and vanilla transformer models on different data sizes support our theoretical findings. This research provides insights into optimizing cross-entropy loss during model training. Section summary. In this section, we delve into the transformative capabilities of transformer-based neural networks, which excel in various tasks due to their self-attention mechanisms capturing word context efficiently. While larger models with more parameters often show improved performance, smaller models like MiniCPM can rival larger counterparts like Llama 2 to 7b, indicating that model size doesn't always correlate with performance. By exploring the theoretical dependencies between model performance, pre-training loss, and model data sizes during memorization, we introduce the concept of associative memory in transformer layers, shedding light on the intricate dynamics of model training and performance optimization. Section. Related work. In this section, we have explored the scaling laws related to model performance. We have observed that as the size of models and the amount of training data increase, the model performance also improves. Various experiments have been conducted to investigate neural scaling laws under different conditions, such as computational constraints, data limitations, and instances of overtraining. By decomposing the expected risk, we have derived a fitting formula for chinchilla models with specific parameters. Moreover, energy-based models, inspired by statistical physics, have become essential in machine learning. These models represent neural networks using a probability density function and an energy function. The energy function's parameters correspond to the model's parameters, and the probability density function is defined in terms of the energy function. Classical Hopfield networks were introduced as examples of associative memory models. These networks use an energy function, and their storage capacity is crucial for memorizing patterns. The modern continuous Hopfield network extends the classical model to the continuous domain, making it useful for understanding attention mechanisms in transformers. When considering our model, we work with tokenized training samples and held out validation samples. The dataset size is proportional to the number of samples, and the embedding dimension of tokens determines the input sequence dimensions. The total number of parameters is mainly attributed to attention and feed-forward layers. In our study of associative memories, we focus on models trained for causal language modeling. The transformer model outputs a distribution over the next token based on the input sequence. These models are trained to maximize the log probability of the correct next token. After training, the models can generate desired content by predicting continuations accurately. Empirical studies have shown that larger models tend to memorize training data patterns, allowing them to learn important patterns and structures. We assume that after saturation, the model memorizes training samples as patterns, which can be retrieved with the right prompt. Stored patterns are associated with specific regions in the model, and retrieved patterns are close to the stored patterns. We also assume that the held-out test samples exhibit similar patterns to those in the training set. Section summary. In this section, we have explored scaling laws in neural networks, where the performance improves with larger models and more training data. Energy-based models, inspired by statistical physics, use an energy function to model neural networks, while Hopfield models are used for associative memory tasks. We also discuss how models trained with causal language objectives can memorize training data patterns, allowing for the retrieval of stored patterns during inference. Section: Transformer blocks. In this section, we discuss transformer blocks. Transformers are composed of layers that include a multi-head attention sublayer, a feed-forward sublayer, an add-norm operation with a skip connection, and layer normalization. An example of a typical transformer is the GPT-2 architecture. The multi-head attention and feed-forward layers contain most of the model's parameters. The attention mechanism is crucial for the transformer model's performance. It involves three matrices: keys, queries, and values. The feed-forward layers operate as key-value memories using parameter matrices and a nonlinear activation function like ReLU. These layers can be combined without affecting the transformer's performance. We introduce a new energy function without additional regularization terms and adapt it to the transformer blocks using majorization minimization technique. The energy function for the modern continuous Hopfield network is adjusted to create a convex energy function by adding regularization terms related to the input's max norm and the number of patterns. Our proposed energy function uses a distance metric instead of a dot product, achieving the same goal without extra regularization. It assigns smaller values to points near stored patterns. The energy function resembles the MCHN energy landscape and induces stationary points near the stored patterns. The proposed energy function satisfies certain inequalities and approximates the search for the nearest pattern. In each transformer layer, the probability density corresponds to the retrieval process. We assume well-separated patterns in the dataset to study memorization. The energy function can be replaced by a nearest neighbor search within a certain region. Section summary. In this section, we explore transformer blocks, which consist of layers with multi-head attention, feed-forward sublayers, add-norm operations, and layer normalization. The attention mechanism and feed-forward layers play crucial roles in the transformer model, with the number of parameters being proportional to the square of the embedding dimension. We introduce a new energy function for layered transformer blocks, adapting it using majorization minimization techniques, aiming to improve the retrieval ability without the need for additional regularization terms. Section: The layered structure. In this section, we tackle the challenge of handling a multi-layered structure in transformers. Previous models could only deal with a single hidden layer, unlike transformers, which consist of several blocks of attention and feed-forward layers. To address this, we utilized a technique called majorization minimization, M, to speed up optimization using convex functions. When all layers collectively memorize the training samples, the layered structure plays a crucial role. We split the samples into subsets and define energy functions for each layer. The output of one layer serves as the input for the next layer, following a sequential structure. This process involves approximating the objective function at each step, similar to the M technique. The global energy function is continuous but not convex, unlike the component energies. The cross-entropy loss is commonly used to train transformer networks by comparing predicted probabilities with actual labels. The loss is computed using the log partition function of the model's distribution, reflecting how attention weights are allocated based on patterns. We analyzed the cross-entropy loss on a test dataset and discussed its relation to the energy functions of the model. Additionally, we explored the layer partition function and its implications in high-dimensional spaces. By examining the reported cross-entropy losses of various transformer-based models, we observed consistent trends across different architectural configurations. Some models incorporate auxiliary regularization terms during training, impacting the scaling laws and the lower bound of the cross-entropy. Section summary. In this section, we introduce a majorization minimization technique to model the multi-layered structure of transformers, enabling optimization acceleration using surrogate convex functions. By dividing the set of samples into subsets and defining energy functions for each layer, we establish a sequential optimization process that approximates the objective function locally. Additionally, we delve into the cross-entropy loss analysis for transformer networks, showcasing how it measures the discrepancy between predicted probabilities and actual labels, crucial for training transformer models effectively. Section: Empirical Results. In this section, we investigate the hypothesis related to the radius R using a pre-trained GPT-2 medium model. We also train different GPT-2 small models and vanilla transformer models to study their cross-entropy losses. To evaluate the radius R in Z_L of a pre-trained GPT-2 medium model, we utilize a 24-layer pre-trained GPT-2 model with 355 million parameters. This model is trained on a large text corpus from web pages with a hidden dimension of D_EMB equals 1024. We test the model on the open web text dataset, which is similar to the dataset used for training the GPT-2 model. This dataset contains 9 billion tokens from over 8 million documents. We randomly select 80,000 chunks of 256 tokens each from the dataset, covering about 1% of the documents and 0.2% of the tokens used for training. For each chunk, we record the activation vector of the last layer to predict the next token. By calculating the distance between each activation vector and its nearest neighbor using the L_2 norm, we find that the average distance is around 20, indicating that a typical pattern ρ_i has a radius of 10. This aligns with our theory that the radius is approximately 7.74, as discussed in the equation in the previous section. Moving on to training GPT-2, we train a 12-layer transformer language model with the GPT-2 small architecture on the open web text dataset. We create subsets with different amounts of data, 1% and 0.1% of the dataset, and train the models accordingly. The training and test cross-entropy losses are depicted in a figure. When training with 0.1% of the data, we observe overfitting as the training loss decreases significantly over iterations. However, training with 90 million tokens and 9 billion tokens results in training losses above 2, indicating that the model size plays a crucial role in achieving similar training and validation losses. Furthermore, we train vanilla transformer models using the question formation dataset, which contains pairs of declarative and question sentences. The dataset has 2 million tokens with context-free sentences and a vocabulary of 68 words. We train two vanilla transformers with different numbers of layers and observe the training losses stabilizing around 1, as predicted in a proposition.